Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. When mystery writer Agatha Christie was asked to describe one of her detectives, Jane Marple, she said that Jane, an elderly, seemingly shy and quiet spinster, knew everything she needed to know about human nature from observing the activities of those she lived with in the tiny, picturesque village of St. Mary Mead. I was thinking about that when I was driving down the road and saw an upside-down sign on the right-hand side of the road. I couldn't read any of the printing on the sign because it was upside down. But even upside down, I could tell that there was a drawing of a chicken on it. Not that far ahead of the sign is an old farmhouse with a connected barn on the same side of the road. When I returned home that day, I discovered that there was a similar sign on the opposite side of the road, only this one was right side up. Now I could see that there was definitely a chicken, and because there was no traffic behind me, I slowed way down so I could read the print, Free Range Chicken Crossing, Drive Slowly. I thought this was interesting. I mean, when I think of free range chickens, I think of chickens who have a nice, secure mixture of grassy and woodland area to forage for food in. I don't normally think of roads as part of the free range chicken habitat requirement. I found it curious that a person who could easily provide a secure natural environment for their chickens chose to paint and put up signs telling everyone else to watch out for their chickens instead. But I figured, hey, you know, that's one of those basic lessons of human nature. But I also knew that one of these days, one of those chickens would get hit. Because there would be times when I would be coming down that road and come around that corner, and there would be 20 of them in the road. And so it was that one morning when I was driving up the road on the side with the upside-down chicken sign, I saw a dead chicken lying on the right-hand side of the road. I felt bad. I felt bad for the chicken because it was preventable. But, you know, it was the owner's choice when they gave the animals access to this potentially dangerous environment. I came back later that afternoon and the chicken was still there, and that sort of surprised me, but I thought, oh, you know, maybe the owners are at work, maybe they've got the flu, maybe they didn't notice that they had this dead chicken in their yard. But the next day the chicken was still there, and the sign was still upside down. And now I'm starting to think, should I stop? Should I say, you know, if you want, I'll be happy to bury the chicken for you if you can't bury it for some reason? I don't know. There was something about this whole setup that made me think that something else was going on here. And sure enough, several days later, when I was driving down the road, there was a woman raking the lawn less than 10 feet away from the dead chicken. And unlike the previous owner of the house who used to always wave cheerfully at me and anyone who went by, this woman was not establishing eye contact, and there was something about her rigid body language that convinced me not to stop, that whatever was going on between her and that chicken had nothing to do with that chicken. That dead chicken had become a symbol of something to that woman. Of course, I'm a big fan of mysteries, too, and I'm trying to think of what. Well, the most obvious thing would be that she took it very, very personally that somebody killed one of her chickens. The fact that the chicken, more likely than not, had been killed by a driver approaching from the side where her sign hung upside down was not an issue. Obviously, it never even dawned on her to walk down the road and look at her sign. Or if she did see that it was upside down, she didn't care enough to nail it back up. And at that point, I'm thinking, she must think that whoever hit the chicken is going to become so overwhelmed with grief that they're going to stop and beg her forgiveness and maybe offer to pay her a large sum of money for the bird. Or maybe she wanted the dead chicken to be an object lesson to the rest of us. See, this is what happens. See the suffering you cause when you don't pay attention to my chickens when they're running on the road. But when I started entertaining such thoughts, I thought, oh, come on, Myrne. You know, you've been reading and writing too much fiction. Get real. Well, then, one day, and now we're getting to the point where, you know, this chicken is pretty much just a pile of feathers and a couple legs and a beak. I'm coming back from town, and what do I see parked on the right-hand side of the road but a cop? A speed trap. A chicken speed trap. Given the amount of taxes I pay, it was really hard for me not to pull over and ask that cop whether he didn't have something better to do, but I didn't. I just waved and passed him by. I haven't seen the cop since, and it's been a while since I've been down that road. I don't know if the chicken is still there. I can't imagine. It could be. But this woman is an archetype, if you will. She represents those people who get animals and turn them loose to enjoy life. They never think about their responsibility in this, to accept that someday, sometime, the animal might get hurt. I wonder if this woman will ever learn that lesson. I certainly hope, for the sake of her chickens, that she does.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.